Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Hey, McKenzie, look at me. Has Joe ever sat on a chair like this behind the board?
I don't think anyone in the world has sat behind
he
the board
is
like that.
Crunched what up like a little doing? Kid that sits on their feet.
But it doesn't even look
and you tell them to get down.
I'm like sitting on my knees. No, this is actually extremely
I feel
comfortable.
Like you're going to flip off. You're going to break that
so
chair.
But you're so much higher than like all of the buttons
he's,
and stuff.
I would
and
say
you don't have a strong core.
Producer Porkchop, he's perched. He's perched like a little bird on this chair. I love it. Okay.
I like this.
It's McKenzie, producer, pork chop, live the web girl. We're having so much fun. We're talking about lying. And we were saying, hey, is it ever okay to tell like a little white lie to spare someone's feelings? We've all done it. And we want to know if you can decipher who is the worst liar or the best liar on the show. So here's the deal. Each one of us going to tell a lie. You have to tell us which one is the
lying. A statement. Each one of us is going to tell a statement.
Yeah, we're not all liars. Each one of us will say a statement, sounds kind of outlandish, then you say which one is lying. Okay, who do we have on the line?
First, we are going to go to Emily, who's listening to us in Indianapolis. Good morning, Emily.
Emily!
Hi!
Hey, girl. Okay, so we're going to each tell you a little something-something, and you tell us which one is lying.
All right, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
All right, Emily, so this happened like 10 years ago. I was working at my old job as a waiter, and someone said to me, well, actually, I can't even say it on the air. We'll just say it was a gay slur. So, before their food came out, I may have extracted some saliva into their food.
Oh.
All right, so hold on to that one. That's I was okay. First, and then who's next?
Gee, producer Porkchop. Okay, I'll go. So, I happened to be out on the West Coast, and I saw what appeared to be like an old rock star of some sorts. Come to find out, Gene Simmons from Kiss. He had two blondes on each side of him walking away. He turns his head to me and sticks out that like signature long tongue and does the like, you know, the signal.
Yeah.
Oh, this.
I was like, whoa.
Okay.
That
is mine.
Okay, so one time in college, I was late to a test because our cleaning lady was robbing us.
Okay.
Oh my God, so intense.
All right, Emily, so one of us is telling a lie. Two of us are telling the truth. Who's the liar? Who's telling the truth?
I think Liv.
You think I'm lying?
Yeah.
I'm actually extremely butthurt. You think I would spit in someone's food? I would never spit in someone's food.
Just
Emily, come on.
Do
you think I seem like that
liar.
Person? I don't care. Someone could curse me out straight to my face. I don't care. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to smile back. And
you've never had the urge to jack up someone's something.
No,
if they were
no.
horrible. If they left you like
no.
a quarter
or like
tip.
Even,
nope.
even just like forget their rant
nope.
or something.
Nothing. My theory is I give great service to everyone and hopefully good karma will take care
that
of
was,
me.
That was his slogan on Grindr back
yeah.
in the day.
I did.
It was awesome. All right, Liv, so you had a cleaning lady that totally robbed you?
Yes, we had a cleaning lady in my sorority house that was robbing us for like years
oh
and years
God.
And years. And we kept telling our higher ups in our sorority about it, but they just like never listened to us and they thought we were lying. So then finally, when I was a junior, this senior in the house was like, I've had enough. They have stolen hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of like Adidas clothing from me. And so she set up her GoPro and we watched it happen live on her GoPro, her stealing. And then we called the police and they caught her for not using a turning signal out of the parking lot and they
oh.
were able to pull her over and then they were able to search her car and she got arrested. There was like four warrants out for her arrest.
That is crazy. We had a cleaning lady in my sorority house who would sleep in our sleeping bags and just like pretend that she was working.
What?
She would go in the cold dorm and my friend Mandy was like, someone's been sleeping in my sleeping bag. And we're like, whatever, Mandy. And it was the
cleaning lady.
Like daily would come to work, zip, and then at 5 o'clock on zip.
Unzip.
Oh my gosh, you know what you just
why is it so dirty?
You know what you just reminded me of? In my senior year in high school, we went on a trip to like Disney World and I got sick. So I stayed back in the hotel and I was bundled up in my bed and the cleaning lady came in. She was using my friend's comb.
What?
Can you believe that? Anyways, no.
But so, wow.
God. Mackenzie. We are on the hunt from some loyal and honest cleaning ladies out there. Please.
Do you want to tell us your story about how Jean...
Yes. Yes. Oh, Jean. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just out in San Diego and it was Comic-Con time. Uh-huh. And I was like doing something, I don't know, some job out there. And I was in the gas lamp district. And while we were going out, and it was so much fun. And all of a sudden they're like, you could tell his presence. This is an old rock star dude. And he had like feathered black hair and he had a hot blonde on each side. Like his hands slid down their like back of their jean pocket.
Oh,
I mean, it was
goodness.
Total like a movie. And he whips his head back at me. And I was kind of like, oh my gosh, it's Gene Simmons. And he just gave me his taunt. I mean, it's a signature long. He gave me like the signature move.
Oh my
gosh. And I was just like a little like, I was like out of college fresh. So I was like, oh my gosh.
Wait, he's from Kiss, right?
Yeah.
So Kiss tried to kiss you?
Well, kind of. Okay, you guys want to do one more?
Yeah, can we play a song real quick and then
okay,
do one
yes,
more?
We'll come back with another. Let's get someone else on the line to decipher which one of us is telling a lie. We'll be right back. This is so much fun. I'm glad our noses aren't growing by the minute. It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Joe and Mackenzie. We're talking lying, how... You know, once in a while, a little white lie isn't all that bad to say. And we're testing out our lying skills, which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Right, we are. We're going to see who knows which one of us is lying. We've actually got Josh on the phone. Josh, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, Josh, good morning. So we're each going to tell you a little something-something, and then you decipher which one of us is, in fact, lying. We're going to kick things off with producer Porkchop.
Are you ready, Josh?
All right. Yep, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, so this happened when I was living in Portland, Oregon. I was working at a country radio station, and we were doing our concert. And there was a country artist there who I thought was very attractive. So I gave them my jacket in an attempt to flirt, and it totally backfired.
Mackenzie, you're up.
Okay, I... got asked out on a date by an ex-bachelor.
All right, Josh. Now, who do you think is telling the lie out of all three of us?
Okay. I think your Mackenzie's and Liv's are too similar. Both, like, famous people they made out with. I'm going to say I think Mackenzie's lying.
Oh.
Dang it!
You are right, Josh. You know us so
Josh.
Well. Congratulations.
Right on the money. I wish Nick Vile asked me out. I think he's so cute.
The country artist that I tried to flirt with was Hunter Hayes. I gave him the jacket off his back. It was a special vintage, like, Carhartt 97 Bull jacket. And it was, like, his last concert with his guitarist. So I was like, hey, Hunter, like, here's a jacket to remember this concert. And he left it behind in the dressing room.
Not even just say he left it behind. He was found on the ground of the concert venue. He did not give up. He was like, oh, thank you so much. Producer Porkchop cannot afford another coat like that. And I was so mad he gave that coat away. That was like his winter coat.
I hate Hunter Hayes now.
Well, I still like the surfer I made out with.
Yeah,
so not mad
it?
About that.
Can you divulge?
Literally, his name was Ryan. You're not going to know his name. He was like an amateur professional surfer. I don't think he ever made anything of it. But it's still a fun story to tell. He was very hot.
Jamaican me crazy. I love it. Josh, nice work. Congratulations. You have the honor.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes. All right. So moving on.